Oh, I'm excited. Thank you guys for having me today. It's so nice. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing together.
I'm not talking yet.
Okay.
Oh. Shut up.
Literally.
Tell me a story.
And no.
We don't. I don't like the beginning one. I think we do. Although it makes more sense to say and play.
And
no.
What was it? What was it?
It's supposed to be and press play. But
oh, I watched y'all struggle with this each time. Yeah.
At the end, we say and stop. And I kind of like that.
Okay. Not at the beginning.
Not at the beginning.
All right. Fuck it. Let's get started then.
We're working this out in real time, y'all. So
fuck it, we're doing it live.
Welcome back to another episode of Just Press Play. I'm Elle and...
Trey, what up?
And before we get any farther in this evening, we would just like to take some time to thank all of the animal rescues. And now we want to go to the introduction.
Wow. We're winging it, y'all. Okay, let's get into
no,
it.
No, I'm kidding. You give me really weird energy with the sunglasses, but I'm gonna go ahead and go with it. Okay, it's fine.
No, it's time to take them off.
Oh my god. That was crazy, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't. They're like jorts. Those are like the jorts of glasses.
Oh, you didn't realize they were my glasses.
Yeah. Like the zip-off pants of glasses, yeah.
You really didn't expect it?
No, not like that.
I like that. Let's get into this intro. On this episode of Just Press Play, we have the distinct pleasure of having not only the back hole, but the front hole too. Connecticut born and raised, Grabby's nominated, as well as adult film.
Period.
Entrepreneur. You love him, I love him, we love him. It's Mr. Ricky Roman. Yes. Sick sound, yes.
Insert creep noises.
Yeah. Ricky.
Y'all so crazy. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being here.
I love what you guys do. Big fan. This makes so much sense. You guys make sense.
This makes sense.
I agree.
Beyonce, Michelle, or Kelly. One of the two.
You bitches can sort it out. I'm the star.
She always has been, and I don't argue.
Y'all can fight.
It's fine.
Over it. I'll go see
right.
How are you?
I'm so well. I've kept up a little bit with what y'all been up to, and it's nice. It's really nice. I'm proud of both of you.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're proud of you.
I know that you're a Lady Gaga fan.
Yes, I enjoy her.
How do you feel about the trailer?
This love I have for you was a kind of death.
I think it's beautifully shot. I loved the first film, and I'm not even a massive DC fan as far as the superhero movies go. It felt very removed from fantastic, out-of-this-world superhero shit. You're looking at a mentally ill man who the system failed, and he freaked out in a big way and became this kind of martyr. And I kind of love that depiction. So now that it feels more based in reality, Lady Gaga just feels like the right pick for it. I think the music's going to be really good. From what I saw from the trailer, it looks beautifully shot. And I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a lot better than that Gucci mess, huh?
I feel like it was a throwaway trailer. I didn't really need
Sure, it was, yeah, it was the first
super
one.
Excited, but I did see Lady Gaga. And I was she looks a mess, so I know.
No, we love that. We love
just inappropriate.
We love deconstruction.
Lady Gaga.
No, I love that she's going to look mentally ill the whole time, and then in the fantasy it'll cut to her being like dolled up, because in their mind that's what they look like. That's just my take of it.
You know, I'm really glad that I saw A Star Is Born because I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
But I actually was late because I saw the Versace movie, and I was
no,
like...
No, Gucci, baby, you're confusing your Italians. Gucci, she did House of Gucci. Versace was with... Enrique Iglesias, that's wrong. Ricky Martin.
Same girl.
Right.
Don't, thank nope. you. Actually, no, that's not right. Ooh, nope, they're not same girl.
We just hit a lot of checks to get canceled.
Right, you should just drop it.
Not the same person. I know that, sorry.
I know what you're talking about. And the girls that know will know, it's fine.
Yeah, Gucci.
Yes.
And
you
maybe,
saw that first?
I did see that first, and I was like, you know, maybe they don't need to let her do that.
Yeah.
Was it not good? I never seen it.
I personally thought her performance specifically was among the worst in the film. Oh. And the film wasn't great itself.
As
it
a whole.
It had its own issues, so it's also absolutely. Like, how much can you really blame her?
Right. That's the problem with an ensemble cast sometimes, though, too, you know? Just because all the ingredients are there, it doesn't mean they're going to be cooked right.
Right. Well, we got a game to play with you, Ricky.
You playing games? Let's play games. I love a game. You know I love games.
And we love...
This one will tell you, I love a game.
And we love to give them.
I have to beg her to play a game sometimes.
I don't... Okay, what more?
You've seen it at her house. Go on.
We played Quiplash.
Yeah, she loves a good Quiplash round.
When she's in the mood, you gotta catch mom in the mood.
Okay, well, this isn't Quiplash, but you know what? You'll love it just the same. This game is gonna be called... Who said that?
Okay.
You do it.
Who said that?
Exactly. You ready?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to pick between Lady Gaga or Rihanna.
Okay.
Your favorite artist.
Yeah.
Because you're a part of
I got tattoos of both those bitches.
I know you do, and we're gonna see exactly how much you know about them.
Uh oh, about to be fried. Right.
Who said that, number one?
Mm.
Here's a quote. Are you ready?
Mm.
If you don't live your life, then who will?
Rihanna.
Wow.
Wow.
That's correct.
Wow.
It just felt like her.
Wow, you're in tune with the earth.
It just felt like her. Thank you.
Okay, quote number two.
Are there any trick questions where it won't be either of them?
Why is that your concern?
So that's a yes.
You're very skeptical.
So that's a yes. Okay, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going.
You're either a person
or not.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Just to mention, there's also a cash prize at the end of this.
Go on.
Number two. I'm not a sandwich store that only sells turkey sandwiches. I sell a lot of things.
Well, that feels like Rihanna as well.
Yes. You are wrong.
Damn, that was a journey you bitch.
This was supposed to be the giveaway.
Like, question.
You thought so?
You
really?
Think Rihanna's getting turkey sandwiches?
That sounds like a very high thing to say. My girl gets high. My girl's high.
You think she gets high and have turkey sandwiches?
It's a metaphor. She wasn't talking about eating turkey sandwiches.
That's fair. But it gives the quirkiness of Gaga to me.
Sure.
We're not going to blame you for getting it wrong.
That's okay. You're supposed to get some of them wrong.
Yeah.
Go on.
Number three. Being alone is not fun when you're in a business filled with men.
Lady Gaga.
That's correct. Good job.
Good job. Right. Okay.
Two out of three.
Two out of three.
Number four. I never know what day it is. Never, ever, ever.
That's Rihanna.
Oh,
correct. How did you know? Yeah.
Because my girl smokes a lot of weed. And so do I.
The weed is informing every answer.
It's telling me.
Okay, number five. I think tolerance and acceptance and love is something
Lady Gaga.
Can I?
Sorry.
Okay, you want me to start over?
No.
Well, you're fucking wrong. You can leave. So you can leave.
You need to leave.
Wrap up the cash prize. She's not getting
she's
nothing.
She's not getting anything. Damn.
You thought.
Okay. Why were you so sure?
I heard tolerance because. Loud and wrong is wild. I love that.
Yeah.
She's just is always screaming from the mountaintops. Kindness, tolerance. I love that. I do.
I see.
You know what I mean? It felt like a more Gaga thing. But no, I should have let you finish. That was really rude. I apologize. I won't interject again.
Well, we wrap up the money, so you're fine.
Oh, you're not getting anything. It's fine.
All right, number six. You can go ahead.
Oh. Do I want to do this one?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. The quote is, it's my pussy and I can who I want to.
I'm gonna take my time now because I've been so loud and so wrong. It's my pussy. Fuck. My heart of hearts is telling me Rihanna.
I'm very sorry, my dear.
No!
I fucking said it.
Who said it? Who said it? It wasn't anyone.
It wasn't anyone.
Well, I knew there was going to be a bamboozle in there. Well, apparently I'm a fake fan.
Yeah, you
let's move on.
We'll get you the cash prize backstage, outside.
Offline.
Whatever. Keep it. Let's move on. I'm embarrassed. Move on.
There you go. Should we move on? into the segment two?
Yeah, let's
should we
do
take
it.
A break or something?
Bam, 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 bam.
Should we take, do we need to take a break?
I think let's take five. I'm a little warm, I'm sorry. Life as a legacy adult film star in the era of OnlyFans. Yes. And Ricky is so much more than that, but we actually just did an episode about how a lot of gays, a lot of community members weigh in their minds, should I start an OnlyFans? Should I get into this industry?
Right, right, right.
You're in it.
Yeah.
And you've been in it for the last how many years?
13.
How did you, right?
Yeah, 13 years. I haven't had the same job for 13 years.
Like you said,
longevity, happy each, yes.
Girl, I was at Partner's 50th anniversary the other day, and some man had the nerve to come up to me and said, I remember you when you were young. And I said, can you believe they're still letting me do it?
I know that's
the fuck?
Right.
What a crazy thing to say to someone. They don't have to, but we live in a time where now there's something for everybody.
I think the wording was a little misplaced.
No, girl, the look was pointed. The look and the tone was pointed. I can paint the picture for you. Yeah.
Okay. I like, have questions about what she was like.
There's a way if they had said it.
Girl, and I could say things, but I'm not gonna. Exactly.
I remember
inflections,
when
everything. Exactly. Exactly.
I remember when you were young.
That's an inflection.
Let's do an acting test right now. Yeah. All right, give it to me excited.
Oh my God, yes, yes, I remember you, like when you were young.
Now give it to me sad.
I remember you. When you were young.
Now give it to me shady.
Oh girl, I remember you. I remember you when you were young.
That's how she said it to me. That's how she said it to me. Well, and I'm not going to say anything about her, but
well,
it's fine. It's fine.
I guess it comes with the territory.
I know what it is exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not a child. I haven't been for a long time. So I know what it is, and I just laugh. Because I think every day is, I got to pinch myself a little bit. It all feels a little surreal from the beginning to now.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like I've been, sometimes it looks like I'm watching someone else. But I'm like, oh, that's me. Elle has been one of my biggest proponents of reminding me that I did that a lot of times.
So, a long time.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, take us back to the beginning. How did you first get into the adult film industry?
I was 16. I remember I was smoking a joint in the backyard with my then boyfriend. And I joked to him, I'm going to be a porn star one day, and they're going to make a dildo out of my dick.
And did they?
Yeah, 10 years later, I have a contract with Fleshjack, and I have a dildo of my dick, and they made a mold out of my butthole. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And how many of the girls can say that?
Exactly.
Oh, you're being shot.
Clona Willie doesn't count.
How many pieces of merchandise do you have?
I'm gonna say
world?
It.
Yes. Is it mass produced? Like, is it like? It is.
I went to the factory in Dripping Springs, Texas. That's where the. I shit you not. That is where.
It was like, yeah, this sounds perfect.
Yeah. You can't make it up. And these, God bless them, immigrant workers painting these lines of. Just like it was a factory line of dildos and flesh jacks that they're assembling, and it's just like really funny to see like someone's auntie, you know, playing together these sex toys.
Yes, I'm gonna make that. We should
say
go
this
there.
With all love. It really was.
Let's go
a
to Dripping Springs.
Imagine the Wonka factory, but with like sex toys.
Yeah,
wow, it was crazy.
How would you describe? I mean, not to get too far off.
Go on, go on.
Someone's beating their dog outside. Love that.
Peter.
Where you live at?
Baby, we in Harlem.
Roll the dice. What was it like, you know, working with Cocky Boys? Do you know offhand how many scenes you filmed there with them?
You know, I count it up in my head sometimes, and then I think I'm miscounting it. But there's gotta be, I was contracted with them over 10 years. So there's over 200 scenes, at least.
Whoa. I guess that the vast amount of the last 13 years, mm-hmm. you were with a contract studio. Mm-hmm.
you still get paid from these videos, from all these things? These you've done so much.
Girl, let me tell you, like, I could put it to you in a nutshell. When I first started, I remember talking to my producer and asking about what royalties looked like, and he basically laughed in my face, and he was like,
"You can get your ass out."
Porn stars don't get royalties, you stupid slut. You know what I mean? No, not in so many words.
But
not
like,
in so many words.
That's the message. They don't get
royalties. Yeah, 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 yeah. It was like, it was crazy that I even asked that. But could you imagine if sex workers unionized? Like, I was joking to my boyfriend the other day, if I had a dollar, or not even a dollar, a quarter for every time my porn had been viewed.
I saw it on the internet.
I go on Pornhub, and a lot of that stuff is just ripped. It's just it's just ripped. It's not like I didn't, it's ripped off my
OnlyFans. I was one of the people that told you, I'm like, girl, you on Pornhub, and your man.
You were the one that told me I actually got a hold of that account. I wasn't even in charge of that account.
I mean, is there any momentum? I feel like there was there a bill or something? Or something about sex workers?
There almost was. There was a conversation, and then it got stifled for whatever reason.
Yeah.
There are some videos I clicked on that I haven't put out. Not even Cocky Boys put out. It's just ripped off, and it's put on Pornhub with 1 million, 2 million views. And I'm like, if that's I had crazy. 10 cents for every that's view. Crazy. 10 cents.
2 million views?
No. A million or okay. 2 million.
Yeah, that's a lot
that's
of views.
That's a lot of views on a fucking video.
If you had a quarter... I can't do math well, but can you somebody look. Multiply 25.25
right.
times a million? That's a good little.
I could have dinner tonight.
Don't.
But I mean, girl, we got a kitchen over there. We can do something real quick.
That's the reality of it, though. An angel. By the way. Any facet of entertainment, singers, actors, and the different facets of acting from adult to mainstream to indie, whatever, no one's getting really paid their due diligence unless you are top of the top, creme de la creme, ben de la creme. Mainstream, you're not getting royalties like that.
I have so many questions, but I want to let you because I know that you have, it's your turn.
No, we're just talking. Yeah, the first deals that people make, like a lot of actors have been coming out and talking about how they haven't made, you know, that much money off of movies that made other people millions and also like jump-started their careers. It's interesting how we're in an era now where so much media we just expect to get for free.
Yes.
Like, we don't really pay, I mean, we pay a subscription, but we don't like pay for music anymore.
No,
a lot of people, truth be told, they watch movies suffers. And TV shows illegally off of these streaming sites. Yeah. And it's also like so much content on social media that we just get for free. So it's like,
it's hard crazy. To police. It's hard to police, but I'm like...
Really hard to monetize.
Exactly.
But well, how did you get paid?
The cut and straight of it is per scene. And that would... It never sat quite right with me because where the check was cute for the day, for the week, for the month, here's the studio earning off of that till...
300 times, 400 times more than
you know what I mean. I get paid one time, as where they get paid from this forever.
In fact, there's probably still new people discovering Cocky Boys and Cocky Boys content and subscribing and still being able to view. And not to mention, I'm not gonna brag or nothing, but like, bitch, you were like, it wasn't like okay. So when he first
she's a porn star.
Let me tell you the story because like we already told the story once, but I'm just gonna shorten it. When he told me he was gonna do porn, because we're best friends, girl, I told you.
She did not love this idea
before the porn.
Yes.
Oh, no,
That's an A1. I called her the day of, and she was like, don't do it.
She always
Don't
do it. Yes, tell the story.
She does the story fucking wrong. First of all,
I tell it wrong. Exactly. No, so set the record straight. You tell the story.
First of all, he asked if you should do porn. I was like, no, my God, it's gonna be out there forever. Cut to, you know, next day. I hadn't heard from her all day. And back then, we used to hang out every single day, all the fucking time.
Inseparable.
Because I had just got out of the military. So I was like, where is she? What is she doing? Let's go to Taco Bell.
We didn't have jobs like that.
Let's go to Taco Bell. Yeah. I only used to be able to smoke, like, a dime, girl. He would get, like, the smallest amount of weed and would send me well over
there. A Nick. Girl, we would buy Nicks.
Gone for 24 hours. Next day, finally picks me up around 8 or 9. I'm like, where were you? He was like, I was just shooting my solo scene for Cocky Boys. And I was like, I know yesterday I told you no. How did we get here?
That's so funny because
she put her mama hat on.
Telling you no.
I thought I told you no.
Exactly. Wow, that's wild.
I told you no.
Yeah, but.
She was like, okay, if you're gonna do it, do it right, girl. Do it
right.
But then it cut to like, I was watching a trailer of one of the, like, it was like 12 years ago. And these bitches, they were making like film. Like you were walking down like a street. It was like, it was a ghost porn. Like there was some
ghost story.
It was a ghost story.
Yeah.
Oh. This was the first scene?
It was my first one scene.
It was a whole backstory with ghosts? Yeah.
Why are you here, goddammit? Answer me!
Shh. Your father will hear us.
It's really beautiful. I stand by it. It won awards. It was one of the things, first things I won an award for.
Yeah!
What award did you win?
I think it won Film of the Year. Don't quote me. For porn.
There was even a Star is Porn.
They had the nerve,
the audacity to have an aerial view done by like a drone or something.
This is what drew me to Cocky Boys though. They were doing something so beautiful. I said, if I'm going to do this look, I like that really nasty back alley spit on you, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But if I'm going to be in it, I want to be able to show it to my mom. Just kidding. My mom doesn't know I do porn.
We're done.
Yeah, I want to do porn, but make it cinema.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait.
Go ahead.
I just want to circle back to your story of 16.
Yeah.
And you said,
yeah,
I'm going to do porn one day, and I'm going to...
They're going to make a dildo out of my dick.
What? What was it about? Why did you want that?
Because I've always, as soon as I started maturing, I've been very in tune with my body, and I always wanted to learn more about what makes others tick and what drives their proclivities. Because mine were so wild.
Like what turns other people
exactly.
on.
Exactly. What makes them, why is that their turn on and so on and so forth? Why are we gay? Why are we, wherever you stand on the spectrum? So as soon as I realized I could start selling it, I was like, wait, I really like this.
Yeah.
Why should I make money doing it? You know?
Despite the stigma around it.
When I was 18, and at that point I had been out for 4 years, I had already realized the world was generally against me and what I am, who I am, even though I didn't choose this. So fuck it. Literally fuck what everyone else thinks. That doesn't make you a good person. I was raised in the church. I had turned away from the church because those people were fucking crazy. I met some of the worst people.
Not doing porn also doesn't make you a good person.
It doesn't. And doing porn doesn't make you a bad person. Not doing porn doesn't make you a good
person. Going to church don't make you a good person. Doing porn don't make you a bad person. And there's people that fall under both umbrellas. But I had unmarried myself from all of these social norms and was like, released myself from it. I'm going to do exactly what I'm going to do. To make me happy, and if you're gonna ride with me, but if not, I'm not hurting you, so you can fuck off also, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was it was really liberating. I was 18, I started shopping in the girls section, because then it was around that time I realized, clothes are just clothes, boys section, girls section.
You figured it out.
Aren't they all just fucking clothes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You started off naked and the rest is drag.
Exactly. It's so true. There's businessman, mama, you guys did right, honey. All of it. Look, McDonald's drive through drag, business person drag, president drag.
Drag.
Everything is a costume. We all put on different faces for different parts of our lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Looking back on all of it, is there anything you would have done differently or changed?
I would have saved more money. I would have saved so much more money. I was making a lot of money and spending it as fast as I could. The pandemic happened at a time when my contract was ending and I had a little bit of a falling out with my studio. Mm. And it just changed everything in such a big way that I was like, oh shit, I should have saved some money. Because in my mind, right before the world ended, I was like, I'm gonna keep getting this the same way I have been.
So you would,
and then that changed in a big way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the pandemic has definitely changed the game of like adult. You feel like they're scared.
Absolutely.
Because they were.
Everyone was scrambling. Yeah. Yeah. Enough to sustain myself, but I was on OnlyFans when it came out.
They asked you not to do that.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. OnlyFans was getting so popular that all of the main porn studios saw a dip in revenue for the first time.